wanna leave my old life behind. Thunder.
You're listening to the Create What You Speak podcast. My intention is to change the lives of 1 million women, one podcast at a time. Now let's get started.
Thunder, feel the thunder.
My name is Sloan Fremont, and today I'm going to talk to you about rituals.
You can
Okay, so at the time of this recording, we're coming down to the end of 2018, and next week is Christmas. And this time of year to me symbolizes just slowing down, like endings, taking time out to be with family and friends for the holidays. And for some of you, this is a super frantic and crazy time of year. But for other people like me, it's really no different than any other time of the year. And so as we move into these next few weeks, I know a lot of you are going to be thinking about ringing in the new year and what resolutions you want to accomplish in 2019. Now, for me, years ago, I stopped looking at what I want out of the year as resolutions because it just never worked for me. I felt like I had to make these like grand sweeping changes in my life, and if I didn't, that I was a failure. And honestly, I got really tired of feeling like that, and that the pressure that the word resolutions brought in I just didn't like that. So I stopped doing it. And you can too. And that's what this episode's about. So let's get started. But before I do that, I want to tell you, as always, take what I talk about today, take what resonates with you and leave the rest. Okay, so I decided to call this episode Rituals because, first off, I love rituals. And second off, I feel like at least for me, there isn't this heavy energy associated with the word ritual like there is with resolution. And the word ritual invokes magic, and it brings a sense of like delight, like airy feeling that there's like some, this element of mystery associated with. And I really like that, and that really excites me. So to me, rituals don't put us in the mindset that we have to do something better or more or different or otherwise imply that we're wrong or bad because we didn't do the thing last year, right? Like we didn't exercise enough last year or we didn't get a better job, or we didn't find the perfect love or travel the world, right? Like, the ritual to me, it doesn't bring that that energy with it. And as most of you know, I mean, this is a pretty easy example, but there's so much information, so many articles and stories, and you probably in your own life you see this about people who set these grand resolutions at the beginning of the year, and then it fades off somewhere around February. And if you, I mean, look at any gym, right? If you're a regular all year at any gym or fitness facility, you know that dreaded influx of people that comes in January, right? All those people that take your machines or they take your spot in class, but what happens, right? Those people fade away a few weeks later, and things get back to normal, right? Normal and quotes. And, you know, these people had great intentions, I'm sure, but they were probably motivated for the wrong reasons, out of, you know, guilt, shame, fear, having to do it better, who knows, right? Whatever that is. So as we move into this topic of rituals today, I want to point out also one thing for me about this is I just think they're very important for setting the tone of how you want things to go and move towards what you want. But this episode, we're talking about the new year, but this episode doesn't apply to just the new year. You can use the principles we're talking about in this episode to create a new beginning with rituals anytime you want. Okay, so let's start off by talking about what are rituals. So according to Barbara Bizou, Biziou, she has a book on the joy of ritual and is considered an expert, I found, in this area. So the definition of rituals. Rituals are the spiritual technology of the 21st century. They shift our consciousness from one state to another. And the ritual is defined as a series of structured, symbolic acts that give us tools to shift our mindset, break barriers, and open to an expanded vision for our lives. And so when I was looking up this definition, there was some reference also to Carl Jung. And there's this notion that symbols are the language of the soul, right? And that the symbols bypass the logical mind and they communicate with us on a deeper level. And so when I was looking this up about rituals, one of the things that the themes that kept coming up is people talking about the first 12 days of the year are a really potent time for rituals because on a spiritual level, those first 12 days symbolize the 12 months of the year. So I'll have more for you on that in just a minute. But I wanted to point out also that I think most of us, if rituals are new to you, or if this is a weird concept, or you're thinking like about religion or something like that, if you really think about it, most of us perform rituals every day and we don't really think about it, right? Like that first thing that we do in the morning when we wake up, you know, or if we have our favorite morning beverage every day, because that's just the thing that we do, or maybe it's the, what we do at the end of the day to wind down with like a hot bath or candles or whatever that is, or we journal when we wake up to get all those feelings out of our head, or we meditate or go to yoga, or even a hot shower, you know, if when you're getting ready for your day, can be considered a ritual. And obviously there are religious rituals that, you know, that happen and that are maybe what most people are used to, but it's not just restricted to that. Okay. So why rituals? Why do they matter? Why do we use them and why are they important? So here's some thoughts on that. So rituals have a beginning and an end, and they almost always involve a physical action on our part. And that action sends a message to the brain that the brain reads as real, right? As something real happening. And so if you're trying to strengthen new patterns or trying to create something, taking small structured actions daily, like let's say you bless your money when it comes in, right? You get money unexpectedly, or you find money on the ground. You thank the universe, you know, bless your money that's coming in. Or even when you thank the universe for the synchronicities that line up in your life, right? Maybe if you're asking for something and you start to see signs all around and you point out, hey, universe, yes, thank you. I see that. I noticed that. So with the ritual, your intention, it sets the tone for what follows. And when you have clear intentions, rituals make them that much more powerful. So there's also research that confirms that rituals really do have great power and influence over our minds. So if we perform a ritual, let's say, to release something, right? A letting go of something that maybe feels negative to us, or maybe letting go of like limiting beliefs or anything like that. Like a ritual for that might be to write those things down, rip up the paper or burn the paper, whatever it is. And part of our, and the reason why this is effective and why it's a method used is that part of our brain reads it as if it were true. Like when we participate in a ritual, it's like in essence, you're telling your brain that you've already completed whatever it is that you've enacted symbolically and that you've already won, right? You've already done it. Like it's already real. It's already happening. And so I think rituals are a great way to formalize what we want to create, but it's in a fun and creative way, right? It helps us, it's fun to do the things that loosen us up and make us more open to what it is that we want to bring into our life. And I think it also helps to shift your mindset, right? It helps you to break through those everyday, like the little box that we might have ourselves in. It helps us break through those barriers and helps see things in a new perspective. And I think it also gives us a sense of belonging. It helps us connect to something higher than ourselves, right? And it puts us in touch with our true self and that part of us that knows what we want to create and bring into existence. And rituals also help to support and honor what we're going through. They recognize that we are putting in the work to change ourselves. And I think it's a great way to show self-love, right? Taking the time to do the thing that brings joy to you, that helps you to create the thing that you want to create for yourself. And like I said, at least for me, they feel good. They're fun and they help bring intention and awareness to things that we're doing. And another great thing about rituals is they're so customizable. You can do anything you want really in a ritual and do it in any way that feels good for you. There's no right or wrong way when it comes to a ritual. Okay, so we could talk about a lot of different rituals for a lot of different things, but today I want to focus specifically on a ritual for a new beginning. So I want to talk you through the process that I use in my own life, and this is great at the beginning of the year, right, to set the tone for the new year. But like I said at the beginning of the show, you really can use these principles any time of the year. You don't have to wait till January 1st to start creating a new beginning. You can do this any time of year. And also customize this and do what feels right for you, right? Like I said at the beginning, take what resonates with you, leave the rest. And remember, you do have the power to deliberately create anything you choose in your physical experience. Okay. All right. So creating a ritual for a new beginning, this is what I go through. So the first thing I do, what I like to do is create a mood so I can get focused. Okay. And that's going to mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people, but here's what it means to me. So for me, it's sitting down, getting super quiet with myself, like taking some time in meditation. I like to get crystals out. Sometimes beforehand, I'll just take a bath or listen to relaxing music to get myself like in the mood, like winding down. And I like to have a journal next to me. I like to have candles around. So I do this in different places in my house. Just depends on what I'm feeling like. But whatever that is for you, pick a few things that help you create a relaxing mood so that you can get focused and you have uninterrupted time for yourself to focus on what you really want to create. And this also allows our working mind to slow down a little bit, and it allows our intuition to move to the forefront and the logical mind to take a step back. So that's number one, create the mood so you can get focused on what you're creating. The second thing, call in your guides. So if you work with guides like I do, call them in and ask for their assistance as you work through the ritual and ask for their support for your highest good. If you don't know anything about guides or this isn't your thing, then you could call in God or angels or whatever it is that you work with, calling in for higher support outside of yourself. So that's number two. Number three, take some time to review where you've come and where you want to go. So what new beginning do you want to create? What have things been like for you over the past few months or the past 6 months or the past year? What's worked for you and what hasn't worked? So if you really think through this and write about it, the good and the bad, that's going to give you some direction on where you want to go. Because if you have some things that have worked for you, you probably want to take those with you forward. But if there's things that aren't working for you, call those out, right? Think about what those are and write them in your journal or, just really think through those things for you that you're wanting to create. Okay, so that's number three, review where you've been and where you want to go. Number four, write out your list of what you want to create. Okay, if you've listened to any of my podcasts, you know how much I love and encourage list making because I believe it works. It worked in my life. My friends who I've taught this to, it works for them as well. And I was listening to a podcast the other day called Astrology Hub, and they were talking about the importance of writing things down. And on the show, they were talking about how like mystics have always said that writing was was magical because it took the non-physical, those ideas that we have in our head, and simply by writing them down, it brought them into our three-dimensional world. And one of the reasons I love this is because anyone can do this. You don't have to have years of magical training to do this, right? Anyone can write a list of what they want. And your chances really do go up dramatically when you write them down. Okay, so the podcast also gave me some other ideas about in alternatives to writing things down, because they were talking about how this podcast is based out of Hawaii, and they were talking about other cultures who didn't write things down. And as much as I love and encourage list making, I know it's not for everyone. And so I want to offer some other perspectives to list making for those who don't resonate with writing things down. Okay, so if you're thinking about creating your new beginning and what you want to create, if writing things down don't work for you, here's some other ideas. So they talked about on the podcast that Hawaiians didn't write things down. They told the story of what they were creating through hula and through chanting. And other ideas are dancing your intentions, right? Feel them in some way to bring them into form. Or sing or write a song, right? Use music to create your intentions. Or even creating poetry or writing a short story where maybe you're the main star and tell the story of how of you accomplishing your new beginnings and what that means for you. Or even if you're the artistic type, painting your intentions, right? Painting what that new beginning looks like for you. Painting your feelings into being of what you want to create. And I think the possibilities here really are endless because rituals are so personalized. You can make them be whatever you want to be. You can make it be whatever feels good to you. And that's the key, is to do what feels good. And it's probably the first idea that comes to mind for you is probably going to be the likely to be the one that's right for you. So pay attention to what's coming up for you. Okay, so that's number four, writing your list of what you want to create or an alternative of that speaks to you. Okay, the last thing that I do during my ritual is I close the ritual. So when you're satisfied that you've, put forth your intentions for your new beginning and you know what that is and you're really clear on that, it's time to close the ritual. And here's how I do it. So I thank the universe and my guides for their assistance and thank them for all that I have and all that is to come. And then I ask them to bring me what I've requested. And I add the statement for the highest good of all involved, right? Because, sometimes when we're thinking about the things that we want, they involve other people. And we may want something, but with another person, for example, but that may not be for the highest good of both involved. So anytime I request something for the universe, that's always the statement that I make. It's, this is done for the highest good of all involved, or this is done for the greatest good of all and may it harm none. Or also I like to throw in there, please bring me this or something better, right? Because what I think is good, maybe I'm just not thinking big enough, right? So I always add that at the end about, you know, bringing this to me for the highest good of all involved. And then at the end, I close with the words, it is done, it is done, it is done. So it is done 3 times. And I do that because years ago in my magical studies, when I started, this is how I learned it, that there was power in three, in claiming it in threes. It shifts the action from you to the universe. And there's no forcing or struggling through this, right? Like when you're going through this and you're thinking about it, I mean, that's it. It's done. And then you move forward, right? We don't have to force it or cling to it or try to push it forward, right? Our job is to now sit back and relax. And the only action comes from us when we're in the right energetic space and we notice the signs that the universe is giving us so that we can move in the direction that we want, right? So an example would be, you know, action comes when it feels good. Action doesn't come out of fear or desperation or confusion or any of that kind of stuff. That's not the time to act. So as we close out our ritual, if you've created a list or you've painted something or written poetry or song, find a sacred place to put what you've created. So I have a chest that I keep all my stuff in. I like to put my requests in that chest. Some people like to burn it or rip it up or whatever they've created. I don't like to do that. That's it, especially not for something like this, because I like to keep it and be able to look back at it. But you can do whatever feels right for you. So if it feels good to burn it or rip it up or whatever it is, you know, do that. But if you want to keep it, find a sacred space to keep it. A place that you can, you know, trusted that only you will see and that you can look back on if you need to. And as you go through this, trust yourself. Trust yourself that you know the answers. I think that's one of the biggest things when we do anything, really. But especially when we think about creating new beginnings, is trust yourself to know the answers for what's right for you. Okay, so some other thoughts on rituals. So we've walked through the steps that I use to, which is my ritual for new beginnings. But like I said, rituals can really be created for just about anything. So I want to walk through some other ideas I have for you. And as I go through this, some of this stuff can also be considered superstitions. And I did want to say something on that really quick. I mean, I could do a whole show on superstitions, and so I'm not going to go too far into that right now. But if you think about what the definition of superstition is, it's really a pejorative term and defined really as a widely held, unjustified belief in supernatural things happening, which lead to consequences or outcomes, of the thing, whatever the thing is. And to me, what that says is it's like it takes the power out of your hands and implies that you have no control over everything, that like everything is left to luck or to fate or to chance. And I don't agree with that. If you've listened to my shows, you know, I believe we have complete and total control over what we create. And we have many tools that can help assist us with that. And ritual is one of those things. So I just wanted to point that out before we go on, my interpretation of the difference between rituals and superstition. So some other thoughts on rituals. So, to welcome good luck and prosperity. So, and some of these have New Year's themes to them. So take that for what you will. But, some people in some cultures throw money into the house the first time they enter the house after the new year. And, they do that to bless them with all the qualities they want to bring in, right? Like they want to bring in more money, you know, more health, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so throwing money through the doorway. Again, back to the 12 days. So focusing on the first 12 days. So the first 12 days of the year represent the whole year. So January 1st stands for the month of January, January 2nd for February, and so on. And by really focusing these first 12 days and practicing loving kindness, openness, and generosity, while giving really thoughtful significance to the months throughout the year, it can really help set the tone and help you make those desires that you want more concrete. Some food related rituals. Hoppin' John is known in the South as bringing good luck throughout the year if you eat it on New Year's Day. I happen to love this, so I generally do make this on January 1st every year. Another ritual for letting go, right? Letting go as part of your new beginnings ritual. So, and especially at the new year, because, you know, the new year symbolizes it's time to like renew, rewire, bring in new patterns, and letting go rituals are you've probably seen these, are they're a big, it's very popular at the beginning of the year because we can let go of things in order to make room for the new. And so some ways to do this, how to let go of the old, maybe cleaning out your closets and donating things that you no longer need or wear, or even just going through your closets. I just did this today. I just went through and cleaned out my bathroom and just threw out all the old makeup I didn't want, like all the old products that I looked at every day and pissed me off that I spent that much money on them and then didn't end up using them. Right? I just cleaned it out, got rid of it. Don't need it anymore. Another idea for letting go is looking over your past year, taking inventory of the past year and writing down what no longer serves you and what you don't want to bring into the new year. And then ripping up that paper, shredding it, burning it, whatever it is. And one of the things on this release type ritual is it speaks to the subconscious that, it's like it draws the line that like that part of our life is over, right? It's done. We're done. We're not doing that anymore. We're not bringing that into the new year. Or into our new beginning whenever we're setting it. Okay, one last thought on finding love. Like in the Far East, apparently a thing to do is to wear red underwear on January 1st to bring in a new lover. So there's that. Okay, all right. So final thoughts on ritual. So as I close out the show today, I wanted to talk to you just about a few other things on ritual. So obviously, you know, With these bigger changes throughout the year, if that's what appeals to you, go for it. Do it, right? There's nothing wrong with setting intentions to lose weight, to change your financial situation, or find the love of your life. I guess my point was talking about all this today is I just don't want you to put so much pressure on yourself to get it perfect. And I feel like that's a lot, at least that's what I've done for myself. Maybe if you're listening, maybe that's not the same for you, but that's at least how it's been for me. And so one of the things I also recommend is setting smaller intentions maybe multiple times throughout the year and give yourself the support during that time to actually keep those intentions. So this may mean instead of setting annual goals, you set monthly or quarterly goals, which help you in the end still get to your long-term goal, but they don't seem as big and as daunting. So if you think about also another example of this, if you think about how many people recommend paying off debt, right? So this is one of the common things you'll hear. List out all your debts and start by paying the smallest debt first and put all your extra money towards paying that smallest debt off first. Why do they recommend this? Because it feels good to do this. Because when you pay off that debt, it makes you feel accomplished. And it doesn't matter if that debt you paid off was like $5, right? You did it. You paid it off. You can check that one off the list. It shows you what's possible and that you really can do it. And it totally changes your emotional state about your finances. It's like it helps you move out of like dread and anxiety about money to, wow, okay, I did that. Okay, this is actually okay. Like it opens your mind up to that possibility. And you know, you can even start to think about debt, paying off your debt like a game. And so the smallest action ends up having this domino effect on how you proceed, and it puts you on the right path that you want to be on. So maybe your true goal is to pay off all your debts, but if you take it one step at a time, focus on paying off the smallest first, it helps you build that momentum that's going to carry you towards your goals. And if you think about working in the opposite way, like, oh, I'm going to pay off all my debt, but I have so much debt. It's depressing. It's too overwhelming and it just doesn't seem possible. So switching to a smaller goal more incrementally helps you build that momentum. And I think this also can be applied for weight loss. So maybe your goal is to lose like 20 or 30 pounds or more, whatever it is. But that number is large. It could be large for people and seem impossible. So what if you took it in just 5-pound increments, right? Like, so, but each time you hit that, you set a new goal. So if you set a five pound weight loss goal and you lose 2 or 3 pounds, you can legit say I'm halfway to my goal, but that's way more motivating than if your goal was 30 pounds and you lost 2 or 3 pounds, it would seem so insignificant. It would be like, why would it matter? So setting these smaller intentions in these smaller goals for the year, it helps you build that momentum, and momentum feels good. Momentum keeps us motivated, keeps us engaged. It keeps us doing the thing that's working for us. And I think once you accomplish or move further towards an intention you set, you're going to find this emotional shift in how you feel about the situation. And that emotional shift is going to help you break down what's been blocking you in the past. And really often that's all that's needed to see results. Okay, so I went longer than I meant to this week, but that's okay. There's a lot to talk about, and I wanted to talk to you about it this week. So to recap this week's show, so as we move into 2019, this is a great time to look at your life and set some intentions for the year. However, like I said at the beginning, you don't need a new year to get started. The principles in this week's show can be used any time of the year to create a new beginning. And for me, a fun way to do this is to incorporate rituals into your process. So your intention sets the tone for what follows. And when you have clear intentions, rituals make them that much more powerful. And rituals help you to formalize what you want to create. They help you shift your mindset, break through everyday barriers that have been created in your mind, and help you to see things in a new perspective. And we talked through a lot of ideas through creating rituals for new beginnings. And while I advocate writing things down, you guys know I do, you know that's my thing. You don't have to do it that way. You can use art, music, or whatever else you like to incorporate into your ritual. I think the big key with rituals is to make them fun. Do what you like, do what speaks to you, and do what feels good. And really, if you think about it, that's the key to anything, getting what you want in life, right? Make it fun, make it easy, make it light, have a good time with it. All right, so that's it for this week's show. I talked to you about the songs I chose. Okay, so the intro song is You Can Do Magic by America. This is like an older song from the 80s, but I love it because it's older, like from the 80s. But it's a reminder that we can really do and have magic in our lives, right? And this is the first song I thought about when I was talking about rituals. And in the song, it says you can do magic. You can have anything you desire. And you can. You totally can. Totally love that song. Okay, outro song I chose was Superstition by Stevie Wonder. When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. Superstition ain't the way. I don't know his interpretation of the song, and I didn't read about it on purpose, but back to that definition of superstition, when we believe things are out of our hands, it's like, that's just not the way, right? When we believe we don't have control, at least for me, that's not the way. So I just thought this was a fun song to add at the end of this week's show and a good reminder. Okay, so that's it for this week. Let me know what you think about rituals and what kind of rituals you do in your own life. I'd love to hear from you and hear more about your own rituals. So email me, SloanFremont@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram @SloanFremont. And if you like the podcast, please remember to subscribe, rate, and review in iTunes so more people can find the podcast. Abracadabra, now go forth and create what you speak.